Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
A lovely song coming out right there. Indeed, we serve a miracle-working God. And without wasting any further time, it is Tuesday. Tuesdays are particularly dedicated to Legal Junction. Mrs. Sekamela on the other side of the line, good afternoon and welcome.
How are you doing, Luko?
Good, Mr. SK. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm trying.
I understand.
you know where I'm at. That's why I'm not live in studio today.
Exactly.
But otherwise, the wheels of justice have got to move.
Yep, they've got to. How do you always say they've got to sharpen left and right?
Yeah, they have to move left and right.
Oh, man. Mrs. Sekamela, last week we touched a lot on maintenance. And, I was just emphasizing to Radio Pulpit family that this is not gunning for any particular gender or anything, but this is general maintenance, touching on children, on families, on spouses.
Exactly. You see, last week in studio, Luko, we spoke about very important things, especially with this Act, Maintenance Act 99 of 1998, which falls under South African law, which governs obligations of caregivers to provide financially and support their dependents.
Mm.
And if you can recall, we also touched two types of maintenance, which is child maintenance and spousal maintenance.
Yes,
because remember there are few points, Luko, which the Act wants to achieve. One, it defines the legal duty of caregivers to provide financial support to their dependents. That is the first one.
All right.
Then it also provides remedies for non-compliance with maintenance orders. Because remember, when one has been taken to the maintenance court, then the court will grant or will issue what we call a maintenance order.
All right.
Yes. Then the order will put certain obligations in place to say if a father does not provide to his child after an order is granted, then what are the legal ramifications which one may suffer as a result?
Mm.
Yes. Then again, one of the most important things, Luko, there have been some amendments over this Act. Because remember, an Act gets to be amended over years.
Yes.
I want to make it clear to the listeners to say, failure to pay maintenance currently, as we speak in South Africa, is a criminal offense. But
yes.
I'll go into detail about this next week when I'm in studio.
All right. Sorry to cut you there, Mr. Sekamela.
Yes.
As you're speaking, I don't want to forget this. You know, we were speaking and in the name of, you know, maintenance being a need by, okay, I don't want to put it loosely. But anyway, the question is around, I've heard of this and I don't know, you can just confirm for us. Cases where your parents, I've heard, I don't know if it's a rumor or if it's legal, where they say your elderly parents also have a right to support by their children. Claim maintenance from their children, actually.
Yes, no, they can claim maintenance from their children. We have a prerogative obligation as children to make sure that we support our parents.
Sure.
It's there. Parents can claim, because we find a situation, Luko, where elderly persons are being neglected by their own children.
Sure.
And it happens for various reasons. Some may be the issue of marriage. You find that the other spouse does not agree to say, you know, I've got a prerogative responsibility to take care of my mom. I've got a prerogative responsibility to take care of my father.
Mm.
So it comes under several reasons to say, but at the end of the day, there is a prerogative responsibility to see to it that we take care of our elders.
All right. No, I wanted clarity on that.
We'll get back to this in studio next week.
Yeah.
This maintenance issue, we need to move with it maybe for the coming Thursdays, maybe two or three, so that we break down the Act and it's clear to the listener.
Exactly. Because you know how we always convince each other, and you'll see even on social media, it's like, no. They took care of me. It was, you know, they had to. It was their right. I don't have to, you know. They're their parents. I'm the child. But what does the law say? I really needed to hear what the law says with regard to this particular one.
Exactly. Remember when I'm on the legal junction every Thursday, Luko, I'll speak about community meet and the actual legal position.
Yes.
That is the reason why we have this show every Thursday, to questionize the listeners. You remember we once spoke about cohabitation, because there have been people who were thinking that if a couple have stayed together over 6 months,
then there's an automatic marriage.
That they are automatically married. Married. So, which is not the actual position in law. You can stay together 20 years, 30 years, but as long as you are not married, then you will remain unmarried.
Hey, you see now, that time society has made you believe, and you're thinking, no, I'm comfortable right where I am.
Yeah, the society is full of, it's what we call community courts.
Community courts.
Yes. how the community views the legal position and what is the actual legal position?
No, I'm clear. I came to work today with that question to say, hey, you know how we always argue, and this is not to encourage abuse of children by their parents and you know, extreme demands, unreasonable demands, but to say, like you're saying, we have a prerogative to make sure that our parents are actually taken care of.
Exactly.
Yeah, no. I think
it falls under the Maintenance Act. Even it's there, it's written, it's the law.
It's not one of those that are open to interpretation. It's there.
Yeah, no, it's there. It's there.
I love the sound of that.
Written in simple language to say we have a responsibility to take care of our dependents, and some of our dependents are our parents.
That's very true. Okay, Mr. Sagama, let me let you continue then.
Yes, you see, so the other issues with which the Act does is to regulate negotiations and finalization of maintenance amounts.
Okay.
You see, so that's basically what the Act seeks to achieve.
Okay.
Then there are certain obligations which the court may order. One of them, the court may order a parent to contribute to the cost of child education, care, and upbringing.
All right.
Then again, it can order a parent to contribute to a laying in expenses. Again, it can. These are things that I think we touched even last week on the legal junction. Also, medical expenses, and again, payment of medical schemes. So, those are the things which the court may order. Yes. Then the question is, what happens if a parent does not pay maintenance? Like I've already said, Luko, failure to pay maintenance is a criminal offence in South Africa. I've seen many being sentenced to direct in prison for just failing to adhere to the maintenance order. Because remember, previously, people will just say, no, there is an order, and they decide to not to adhere to it. But currently, the status quo is that it is a criminal offense, and you may be convicted and be sentenced to prison.
So this is not a game, guys. It's not a game.
It's not a game. And also, you may incur interest by failing to pay. If the court says you must pay 2,000, then you don't pay those particular amounts, interest will be added. As a result, then you are indebted with a huge amount of money than to just apply the principle of Ubuntu and say, I've brought children to earth, and I have a prerogative responsibility to take care of them.
That's so true, Mr. Sekamela, because also, why wait for the courts to demand such from you?
Exactly.
Sure. As I was saying.
Remember, the Act is in place because there were lawbreakers who were not adhering to the mental.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yes. The reason we have law is because of the lawbreakers.
Ish. Otherwise, if we could properly govern ourselves, we wouldn't be where we are.
Exactly. So it just needs also people to to apply Ubuntu and understand that they were taken care of and they must take care of others.
Ish, that is so true. That is so true. I definitely agree with you on that run, Mr. Sekamel.
Yes.
Hmm. Okay, you can continue.
Yeah, so that's basically that, Luko. Interest will be added. And this moves same as spousal maintenance.
Mm.
Yes, because spouses, when they are together, they teach themselves certain lifestyles. Mm. They adhere to certain lifestyles. Then upon divorce, then you realize that the other person is already used to a certain lifestyle, which alone they cannot afford. Then you find the courts issuing orders that they are supposed to maintain the lifestyle of those particular spouses. If you recall, we even referred to the case of Black Kofi.
Yes, yes.
And the ex-wife, yes.
Mm.
Where the court had to give an order to say, you need to provide and pay maintenance based on the reasons given and based on the lifestyle that he had taught the lady. Yes.
True. I remember that one.
You remember that one?
Yep.
Yes. You see, so that's basically what really happens in maintenance cases. But it's so sad, Luko, every time when I'm in court, one of the courts that are so congested is the maintenance court.
Sure.
Then you realize that in the 21st century, we still have people that don't care about or do not care about
their responsibilities,
maintenance of their spouses, maintenance of their children.
Sure.
Because it's common cause when you bring a person into your life, either a child or a spouse, you have a prerogative responsibility to maintain.
To maintain, exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's sad that somebody needs to fight with you in order for you to do the right thing. It's very sad.
Some of the people, you have to fight with them. We have a lot of parents who do not know what their kids eat daily, where their kids attend school daily. They just do not know anything about the child because they have decided to deviate and run away from the responsibilities of maintenance.
It's very sad. It's actually very sad if you ask me.
Yes.
Sure, Mr. Sekamel. Let me let you continue because for me it really gets heavy, like you're saying, because more than it being a law, like you always say, spirit of Ubuntu. This thing of wanting to spite each other, whether you're spiting the other partner for leaving you, or you're spiting the other partner for divorcing you, or for going after you to support your own offspring, whatever the case is, for me it's just like, why does it need to get to that?
It's not supposed to get there, but like I always say, we have people that have chosen and decided to
be lawbreakers. That is so true.
They do not adhere to anything that the law provides for.
Yes. Sure. Now I hear you.
So we are here on the Legal Junction every Thursday to make sure that our listeners knows and become armed with the knowledge of the law and they do not become lawbreakers.
Yes, please. Yes, please. The last thing I need, as much as I will always come to your aid and advise you, but the last thing we need is people saying, Mr. Sekamela, I need you to rescue me out of this. Only to find out you have intentionally broken the law.
Exactly.
It shouldn't be. We're Christian. Listen, we're Christian. We should really know better.
You see, it also shows our level of commitment because if we are Christians and we do not adhere to the law, then the question is, how much more are we going to adhere to the word? Because if you check the biblical obligations, Luko, vis-a-vis the law, they impose same punitive measures.
Mm-hmm. That's
punishment
true.
Of sin is death. Punishment of crime can be imprisonment, a fine, or any other punitive measures which the court may deem fit to impose.
True, true. Mrs. Agamela, I really want us to go on and on about this one, but I'm sitting here and I'm thinking you are in a very not so friendly position right now.
Correct.
Yeah. You're in a very difficult position, which you need to make sure is cleared and everything. So let's let you go for now.
Can't say that again.
Yeah, it's a place I don't want to be in.
We saw God this morning. We had a head-on collision, and we saw God protecting us. I'm still on site here, waiting that the police comes and do the accident report. But we just said, I mean, the wheels of justice have got to move. I will be with the listeners of Radio Pulpit again, live in studio next week.
Commitment. Thursday. Talk about commitment, because Haibo. Haibo.
Yeah.
So
when I come to the legal junction, it's therapy for me, because I love doing what we do. I love coming on studio and make sure that our listeners learn and become
informed.
Become educated when informed with regard to the
issues of the law. Mrs. Agamela, thank you so much. All the best. We will have a chat. Please do keep me posted.
For sure. No, I'll definitely do. And to the listeners of Radio Pulpit, much love. We'll meet again next week from myself, the only lawyer of the radio. God bless you.
I was going to call you back if you didn't sign out properly. I'm glad you did.
No, it's that.
It's your signature. Cool, Mrs. Agamela.
Amen.
Hlanganyela nathi ukuguqula izimpilo zabantu ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DStv 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
We simply cannot get enough of God's Word. Read our daily devotionals, The Word for Today, where every word counts. Send an email to gospel@radiopulpit.co.za.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.